Thank the Lord for the good testimony, what the Lord is to us and what He does for us. I suppose I wouldn't have to tell you that I really didn't have any plans of preaching. But earlier in the week, I had something I felt like the Lord inspired my heart with, and I'll share that with you. Try to get to the point and then sit down. But in the 63rd Psalm and the 8th verse, it says, "My soul followeth hard after thee. My right hand upholdeth me." I'm thinking tonight about following hard after the Lord. I'm conscious tonight that we're very blessed people, and you've heard me say it before, there are a lot of people tonight, I feel there are a lot of people, no doubt, that are saved, that don't have the knowledge and understanding we have, that have not had the opportunities that we've had. Scripture says, "To whomsoever much is given, of him is much required." And I feel that we are an abundantly blessed people when it comes to our heritage. And most of us, I would say probably most of us, have been born and raised in not only what we call Christian homes, but in saint homes. And we've been a very blessed people that way, to know and been taught how to be saved, how to be sanctified, and how to live for God. And I'm thinking tonight of the importance of following hard after that and not falling into a pattern of life where, yes, we're the saints, we have the truth, and there are a number of things that saints do and some things that saints don't do. And so I'll adhere to those rules. I'll do things that saints are supposed to do, and I'll refrain from doing things that saints are not supposed to do. And so I'm one of the saints, and I'll just kind of glide along with life. And I'll pursue perhaps things that are lawful but may not really be expedient or God's will for my life. Just, in other words, I'm kind of coasting along and feeling good because of the rules and regulations of my life. But the scripture tonight here says, "I'll follow hard after God and the ways of the Lord." In other words, I will put forth real effort. I'll really put my heart and my being into the Lord and into the truth and into the ways of God. If you notice that people that purpose to become wealthy usually follow hard after the wealth of the world. And they give their minds to it, their thoughts, their ambitions, their affections, and their very being to that. The first man that I ever worked for has become a multimillionaire, but that was his life. That's really all that he lived for. He followed hard, and we'd kind of speak light of him at times because that was his whole life, and he gave himself to it, and he accomplished perhaps what he set out to accomplish, though I certainly don't recommend it. And I can't see that he's really happy, even though he's very wealthy. That's still what he's following hard after. He's still just wanting more and more, more than you could spend in a lifetime, because that's what he gave his heart to, his life to. People do that to become famous in the celebrity world, entertainment, and athletes. They follow hard after that. They give themselves totally to it. Not just a one-time experience, not just one time when they made a decision they wanted that, but after they made the decision, they followed with the effort and with their whole heart. They followed hard after what they desired. Tonight, I want to exhort us to follow hard after that which means the most to us, or ought to mean the most to us, and that is the Lord's cause. And that is a lost and a dying world. And that is the work of the Lord in every area, that we would become consumed with that in our interests, in our affections, in our very life. It would mean everything to us. Can you visualize this evening what it would accomplish and what it would mean if everyone that names the name of the Lord, even among the saints, was following hard after God and God's will and God's purpose? Many times you find in people's youth, and when they have been newly saved, you'll see a zeal and you'll see a following hard after the Lord and the things of the Lord. And I have seen that in my life at times. People that found the newfound joy, and they was enthused, and they were just really giving themselves and seeking what the Lord would design for their life. I like to see more of that today. I like us to come to a consciousness of the blessing of knowing the Lord and knowing the truth, and also knowing that we're stewards of it, that God has entrusted it to us, not just to fold our hands and to keep it and boast that I'm one of the saints and I have the truth, but young and old alike, we would follow hard after that. That it would be our very life. It'd be the most important thing to us is the Lord and the will of the Lord and the work of the Lord. And I feel with that, there no doubt could be much more accomplished in the things of God. Following hard after the Lord. In the 8th chapter of St. John, Jesus spoke to some that believed on Him. In the 31st verse, Jesus said to those Jews which believed on Him, "If ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Notice on conditions here that we would follow on, that we would continue. And it's important to continue in our obedience to the Lord and His Spirit. I can't think this evening that the Lord would save someone and then somewhat abandon them or not lead them into a devoted, consecrated life. I really feel that way, young and old, that when the Lord saves us, that's a wonderful experience. But then I feel that He will, I feel it's His will, and I feel that He's faithful to deal and to reveal to us a deeper life and a life that is more set apart with Him. We don't want to come to the place where we fold our hands. I wonder sometimes if we've ever seen a place in our spiritual life that we desired to be, and we perhaps had sought it some and never seemed to really attain it to our satisfaction, and finally just kind of let up. My text says, following hard after the Lord. And wasn't it Jacob that wrestled with the angel? Said, "I'm not going to let you go until I get the blessing." I feel like tonight, I really feel strongly this way, that there are some right here in this congregation now, tonight, that the Lord wants to use, He wants to bless and work through their life. But it's only when we begin to follow hard after the Lord, when He really becomes first in our life. And as the Lord said to these that believed on Him, "If you continue in My word," it's just as important tonight to continue and to yield and to respond to the Lord after He saves us, then when we yielded to the Spirit of God, when He dealt with us in our sins, when we didn't know Him. He didn't ever intend for us to just know the forgiveness of sins and just kind of settle down. But He intended to develop our spiritual life. He intended to make us strong in the Lord. And we wouldn't have to be up and down or in and out or weak. That isn't God's plan. That's not in the plan of God that He would just save us and then I would have to struggle all the time and never know if I have victory and never know that I have His strength and power in my life. The Lord is faithful through His Word and through His Spirit. I feel confident that He'll lead every one of us into that strong experience with Him. We may not be called to be a foreign missionary. We may not be called to be a pastor or an evangelist or a teacher. That isn't the important thing. The important thing tonight is to be strong in the Lord and to fill the place that He has for us to fill with victory and be decisive in our experience and our walk with the Lord, where it's evident that I'm a child of God, that I'm a partaker of His Spirit and of His righteousness and of His grace. Perhaps the Lord's called me just to work with my hands. And sometimes people don't realize how important that place is in the body of Christ. But it's just as important as the foreign missionary. It's just as important as the pastor or the minister or the elder to fill that place developed and strong and responsible. See, the Lord has called me, and I realize that maybe people don't know and they may not be looking at how I'm handling the place that the Lord has given me, but God is, and it's just as important that I fill that place with His anointing and His direction and guidance and victory as it is that one that He sent to a foreign field. We need to get a hold of that and recognize that wherever the Lord's placed me, it is important that I follow on, that I continue in His Word, that I continually yield myself to the Lord. I believe in the 6th chapter of Romans, it's written there that as in our past life we yielded ourselves to sin, was the servants of sin and obeyed sin, now He says you're the servants of righteousness and yield yourself to that. I'm confident tonight that the Lord will favor and will be blessed if we will follow hard after the Lord. Really have some sincere, honest, urging and longing and desire to not just settle to barely get by and barely be saved, but that I would put my heart and my life into His cause, to His purpose. Then He says, as we do this, He says, and ye shall know the truth or experience the truth, and the experience and the truth shall make you free. There is a freedom tonight in the truth. Sing that song sometimes, Glorious Freedom. And that's referring to the truth in our hearts and our life. And when we receive the truth into our heart and life, first of all, it frees us from sin and the power of sin. That's the first freedom we experience. Then as we continue in His Word and continue to respond to His Word, He will bless us with the power and the baptism of the Holy Spirit in our heart and our life. And that brings some more freedom. That's truth. And that brings freedom from carnality and the power of carnality. Then as we continue in His Word, and I'm sure that no doubt most all of us have experienced times when His Word become alive to us, and when it empowered us and strengthened us, whereby that we could be righteous and we could live even as He lived, that was the truth, working in our heart and life. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But we have to follow hard after the truth. We cannot just kind of pet ourselves, excuse ourselves, and fold our hands and say, yes, I'm one of the saints, and I don't go to the picture shows, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. But to follow hard after the Lord and after His counsel and His commandments means that I'm continually open to God and to His Word, and I'm wanting Him to search me out and empower me and enable me to be stronger and stronger in the Lord. We need strong We sometimes refer to them as pillars in the church. And we need that today. We need people that are consistent and strong in the Lord and the Spirit of His grace under all the circumstances. You find them always standing strong in the Lord. Those are they that... I'm not sure that's correct English. But anyway, it's those. That is those that follow hard after the Lord. You don't become a pillar in God's church. You don't become that one that people can look to and that you can minister to without truly being a pillar. Without truly, rather, yielding and growing and becoming stronger in the Lord. We get a real blessing when someone gives their heart to the Lord. It thrills us. And we appreciate it. But we need those that have advanced beyond that too. And it's all in the church. And it's God's will that we would have babes in Christ. And those that perhaps have not come to a full knowledge and understanding of the way of the Lord, they certainly are as much a part of the church as anyone else. But we need tonight those that are following hard after the way of God and of His Word, and just like a rock in the billows. And I want to encourage our hearts to seek the Lord, that He'd help us to be able to do that. In 1 John, I know this is a familiar scripture, but it holds a lot of potential in it. In 1 John, the first chapter, and the 7th verse, He said, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Walking in the light, willingness, following hard after the light. Excuse me. Do you ever have any trouble with light? Most light of God's Word will cross the flesh. Spirit and the flesh, they're contrary. They war one against another. So when light from heaven comes to you, chances are at times that your natural flesh is not going to respond, wouldn't really enjoy accepting it. But if we're following hard after God, and if our love is as we want it to be, then that will enable us to walk in the light. And God is very faithful to shine light on our pathway. We've heard in the meeting that God doesn't impose or doesn't force Himself on us. He doesn't force people to be saved. And He doesn't force us to be spiritual and to be strong. Now, if you want to get saved, and if you want to be up and down, if you never want to mature in the Lord, and that's your choice, and you're set for that, God will just let that be. He doesn't cross our will after we're saved. Nor does He cross our will after we're sanctified. But He will shine light on our pathway, clear and bright. Many times the enemy will contest light by this, as the Lord would speak to our hearts, well, other people do this or do that, or other people are not doing that. Remember the scripture where I believe the apostle writing says it's not wise to compare ourselves with those that compare themselves with one another and measure themselves, and by those that commend themselves. That's not a wise thing to do. And so many times as the Lord shines light on our pathway, it's countered that way. It's brought that way. Well, does the Lord really require this? Really, that's not a very good attitude. Does the Lord require? We ought to be pursuing, Lord, what can I do to please You? How can I draw closer to You? And we'll never draw closer to the Lord by approaching all the light that He shines upon our pathway. Well, does the Lord require this? Is this sin? Do you think it's really wrong? Usually when we question light, it's when it crosses our natural self. We don't have a hard time accepting the fact that God is loving and merciful. You know, we respond to that in a positive way. There's no question in our mind. Why? Because we're favored by that and we're blessed by that. But when the Lord begins to talk to our heart about the different areas of our life where we become more like Him, and to become more like Him, as John the Baptist says, He must increase and I must decrease. There is a dying. There's a dying even after we're sanctified at times, and many times the lawful things that are not expedient are not God's will in our life. And that's part of the light that He shines in our pathway. And if you walk in the light as He is in the light, we have to press hard. You'll always be in your flesh. There'll always be the potential of our human reasoning and logic. There'll always be with us by nature a defense that we're just as human to defend ourselves and excuse ourselves as it is being. Nobody had to teach us that, you know, as a child. As a child, when we felt pressured or trouble, those defenses just came right up, didn't they? Nobody had to coach you and tell you. It's just right deep in the human nature. And so it's still there when light shone upon our pathway. When the Lord's calling us, when the Lord's speaking to our heart. And that's sometimes we have to press hard. Sometimes we're going to have to really put forth the effort and humble ourselves and call on the Lord and look to Him to help us to walk in the light as He is in the light. Can you visualize in your mind tonight where we would be as a church if all of us was walking in the light as He is in the light? If we were pressing hard to just measure and yield to God and to His plan for our life, it wouldn't be too many of us sitting with our hands folded, would there? And I say that in love. I know the Lord's blessing us, and I know that we love the Lord tonight. But it's our desire to see the work of the Lord and His plan go forward. And I'm persuaded that it's not going to be accomplished through self-ease or lethargy or indifference, but it comes when we are pressing hard. When we have an urgent need before the Lord, perhaps suffering in our bodies in a great way, it isn't hard to press hard, is it? You ever been when you felt really in need of God and God answering your prayer? Well, you didn't just approach Him casually then, but you approached Him in an earnest way. Lord, I need You. And Lord, I want You to search out my heart and my life, and I want You to reveal to me anything, Lord, whereby that I can have free access to Your throne. We probably all have experienced that at times. I'm wondering tonight if it's possible to do that when everything's going pretty well. And when we're feeling pretty good in body. And business life is in order and health is in good state. Is it possible that God could help us to earnestly approach His throne just as diligently then? It might save us some hard times sometimes if we could learn to do that. I think some, not all afflictions, but some afflictions. Didn't the psalmist say, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray"? So sometimes the Lord permits us to be afflicted. And I want to make it clear, not all afflictions, but sometimes to get our attention and to get us our priorities straightened out and to press hard for the Lord and for what He has for us. Walking in the light as He's in the light. Connection with this, walking in the light as He's in the light, I think in the third chapter of 2 Timothy. The last two verses, it said, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, be complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Don't you know tonight that's what the Lord wants for all of us? I don't think He just wants a small percentage of the saints to be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But I think tonight that He wants us as a whole to be thoroughly furnished. And He said that all Scripture is given for that purpose. To follow hard after the Scripture, after the light. Tonight, to follow hard after that. Sometimes it's easy to, for some people. Have you ever noticed, and I think it relates to our perhaps part of our personality or our natural temperament. Sometimes there are some points of truth and lines of truth that are easier for some people than others, and then other lines of truth that seem to be more adapted to others than others. In other words, you notice in people's testimonies in their life their strong points concerning the Scripture. If you just kind of take note, and you'll find that there are people, well, for an example, there are people that seem to have a burden and a vision and a concern of the mission fields. And it seemed like, you know, they're just directed that way and pretty much have that thought, and that's strong with them. It's not that no one else has it, but it's a real strong point with them. My mother was kind of she learned to drive late in life, and she's nervous in cars, and one of her strong points was not to go faster than the speed limit. And I'm not advocating at all that you break the law. But it was a strong point with her, where perhaps it's not as strong with other people. And that was because of her natural, that she was strong along that line. Now, is someone that is always in a hurry, when you begin to talk to them about not breaking the speed law, they might find a little bit hard to just follow hard after that law. See, because that isn't adapt to them. Now that's just one point, but there are a lot of points concerning the truth and the way of the Lord that you're going to find it's easier to follow hard after some and perhaps back away from other. But the Scripture said that all Scripture is given. Some people, when it comes to their apparel, are very conscientious. They're very careful. And I appreciate that. I believe in that. Other people are not by nature that concerned. You know, some people are casual. Some people are not as casual. But the Scripture still says that all Scripture is given. So what I'm trying to say tonight is that regardless of where it finds us, or regardless of how it appeals to us naturally, we want to love the Lord and to recognize the value of it, to follow hard after it. Even though it's going to take a little more prayer along this line or that line, Lord, I want to be fully furnished under every good work. I want to be balanced and I want to be strong in every area of truth. And so, when you, Lord, reveal this to me, when the light comes, I want to humble my heart and from the heart, yield and to submit to your word, to your Scripture, that I can be strong. It's too easy to, something you don't really like, to just kind of cast it aside and maybe double up on something you like better. And that doesn't work too well. We want to be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We want to be really strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. 10th chapter of Hebrews, talking about following hard after the Lord and what we've heard and His light. And here in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, and the 36th verse, the writer says, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. That's quite a solemn thought. You think that if we were to draw back, be a little reluctant to the commitment that we've made to the Lord and to His Word, to His will, we just kind of draw back. To me, that's not really rebelling. It doesn't mean necessarily a person rebelled, just refused, but just kind of a reluctance or a kind of drawing back. It says, I have no pleasure in Him. And tonight I want the Lord to take pleasure in my life. I feel that I owe Him so much, and He's been so good to me. I want to be successful in living for Him. I want all of us to be successful in living for Him. And I'm persuaded that there's no place that we can draw back. As the Lord reveals Himself, as the Lord reveals His truth, His Word, all Scripture, it's so important tonight not to draw back. And one way to draw back is to excuse ourselves. And every one of us, there comes times in our life that the Word of the Lord shows us where we are and convicts us. It really does. That time to draw back is not a wise thing to do. It's far better to say, it's me, Lord. All right, the Word found me. Found me short, found me in need, and I acknowledge it, Lord. I'm not going to draw back. I'm just going to simply acknowledge my need and ask You to help me. And I believe that the Lord takes a great pleasure in that. I believe that He accepts that as we live for Him. Following hard after the Lord. In the 12th chapter of Hebrews, and sixth verse says, whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son He receiveth. And if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is whom the Father chasteneth not? Then in the 10th verse He says, for they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, speaking of our natural fathers. But He for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest they that be lamed be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. The Lord has a way of chastising us, correcting us, and He does it in love. It doesn't feel that well. Didn't in the natural, did it? At the time, it wasn't very pleasant to be. I've had to belt a few times, and it wasn't a pleasant experience right at that time. But as I look back, I can have nothing but adoration and thanksgiving to parents that did that, that corrected. And I've heard others say the same thing. One thing they appreciated about their parents was the discipline, the correction. Of course, as a child, they couldn't appreciate it. But as they grew older and they seen what it accomplished and the effect, it was a blessing to them. And so it is with the Lord. We wouldn't choose, or I wouldn't choose, to be chastised of the Lord. But I can look back and I can endure it and I can thank Him for it and appreciate it, the fact that He cared that much for me and that He brought that about. And then it tells us here to lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, to make straight paths for our feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let it be healed. There will be those that are lame, those that need special care and special help. If a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. considering thyself also. So we are, I think, in the apostolic church, and down through the years of time in the church, there have been those that are strong. There's scripture that teaches us that there were those that were not strong, those that were weak in the faith. We need to make straight paths. We need to become stronger and stronger in the Lord, that we can help the weak, that we can bless the weak. And the only way that can be accomplished is to follow hard after the Lord. We can't remain weak. We can't, in our own experience, remain in a condition where we become less than the one that we're endeavoring to help. But God wants us to be strong tonight. And only can we be strong and really help others as we follow hard after the Lord. I hope we'd be challenged tonight to follow hard after what the Lord has blessed us with. Him, His presence, His Word. Let us, as the new year approaches us, resolve in our own hearts and lives that I'm going to be stronger in the Lord. That I'm going to seek to be a real pillar in God's church. And you know, tonight, a real pillar isn't necessarily someone that's been around a long time. Yeah. Someone said, well, you know, I've been saved for 50 years and I've been preaching for 20, 30, 40 years. I hear that occasionally, and I make room for people's humanity. But that isn't what makes pillars in God's church. What makes pillars in God's church tonight is those who are walking in the light, who are in contact with God, who seek His righteousness and His Spirit and His power in their life day by day to meet the challenges and to meet the needs that we face. May the Lord bless each one of us tonight is our prayer.